Karen got through captain of Donegal, just didn't work out for Donegal tonight, and he's run the back foot from very early.
Yeah, Galway got a serious start up on us. You know, they scored 3 points off the throw-in and got a lot of joy out of our kick-outs early on, and it was hard to find a wee foothold, and then we obviously got the penalty, and that kind of put us in a good position, but we, again, Galway were just more solid on the whole overall today.
Yeah, and when they needed them important scores, they were able to find them, so they were...
Yeah, they were very clinical, and uncharacteristically probably for us, any of those wee shots that we would usually have, or those opportunities, we didn't nail them today, and against a side like that, against any of the top four sides, any chances you get, you got to nail them, and we just didn't do that.
Yeah, they had you well marshalled up top, so they had just didn't have much room in there, you and Gerald.
Yeah, and they played 1-1, which left us a wee bit of space, but they pressurised the middle third heavily, so the ball inside wasn't as always easier, it wasn't as clear cut as we would need it to be, you know, and that's huge credit to them, you know.
Yeah, listen, they're through to the final, that's the end of the league campaign. What can you stick out of this now, ahead of championship?
Jeez, you know, we're still happy that we're playing Division 1 football next year, and that's a huge plus for us. To make a semi-final was huge, considering we didn't do that last year, to finish in the top four sides. Listen, the league doesn't mean a wild lot. We would have liked an extra game out of it. We were happy to get a semi-final, and that was an extra game, and we would have liked a ninth game out of it, but it's not the end of the world either.
Yeah, and listen, there's a lot of young girls involved in this team, and it's been a big learning curve for them, so it has.
Yeah, and as the league goes on, people are paying more attention to them, and teams are looking at them and giving them more attention, giving them a wee bit of respect that they deserve, because they've been performing. So it gets harder as the league goes on, because everybody's getting a wee bit of a run up, and everybody's getting fitter, and everybody's getting stronger, and everybody has more tapes to watch than everybody else, so they've a lot more learning from the previous teams. So.
Yeah. Does that take a wee bit of pressure at times off yous guys?
Not really, no. Admittedly, you know, we just didn't perform today, and we talked a lot about stepping up, and we just didn't do that today, and that's probably what hurts even more.
Yeah, okay. Now the focus is all about the championship. That'll happen tomorrow morning after you get this defeat out of the system.
Yeah, we'll take a wee bit of time now, and then we have Tyrone in the championship. So we've a fairly decent kind of run in, you know. But again, if you don't perform and you don't step up on any given day, Ulster's going to be a struggle for us as well. So we'll just have to go back to basics again and try and fix that. And there's a lot of learning from teams like Galway, you know, they play at a very high intensity, they're very, very pacey, and we need to be able to match that at senior level, you know. And if you bring that into the Ulster Championship, we should be in a good enough state to retain, but if you don't, then you'll just get sold out. So.